This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Water, water everywhere, and more is coming. Hello, Gary B. with your update of the local and regional scene. Well, the White River's Calico Rock affecting Izard and Stone counties back on the rise again. Flood warnings are extended through late Thursday night. From this morning to late Thursday night, I say, until the warning is canceled. This morning, the stage at the White River at Calico Rock, 17.9 feet. That gives way to moderate flooding in the forecast. The flood stage is 19 feet. It's expected to rise above flood stage later this morning, continue to rise to near 26 feet by midnight at Calico Rock. The river will fall below flood stage by Wednesday evening. However, additional rainfall is in the forecast, so we'll need to really monitor that. The impact at 26 feet, moderate flood levels began at this stage. A campground at Allison floods. The primary access to the campground is flooded. Izard County Road 150 said a 7 will be flooded downstream of Guyne. And homes along the river near Guyne will be affected. Backwater up Calico Creek and Calico Rock will probably flood the city park. And homes in the floodplain of the White River in Baxter, Izard, and Stone counties may be affected. A flood warning is extended until Friday evening for the White River and its area at Batesville, or until the warning is canceled. This morning, the stage at 16.32 feet. The flood stage is 15, so the White River is out of its banks again today in Batesville. Minor flooding is occurring, and major flooding is forecast, by the way. The river will continue rising to near 23 feet by Tuesday evening. The river will fall below flood stage Thursday afternoon. However, more rainfall is in the forecast, so we'll watch it for you. The impact at 23 feet, this is a serious flood situation. Portions of Batesville and Oil Trough will flood. State Highways 14 and 69 will be flooded. A crest of 23 feet at the bridge is equivalent to a 35-foot crest at the Lock 1 tailwater staff gauge. And at Newport, more major flooding will occur because the White River, although it had started to come down, will now go back up. It had crested at 33.64 feet. Now the projected crest is at 34 and a half feet. And as you well know, that will be flooding of a lot of roads around the Jackson County area. State Highways 14, 37, 69, 122, 367. Also some flooding around Newport and the area. As you may know, this is about a foot and a half below the record stage of 35.9 feet. And two Arkansans were killed in the September 11th terrorist attack in 2001, a Pine Bluff sailor and a Batesville stewardess. President Obama said yesterday the U.S. servicemen killed the man responsible, Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. In an address to the nation, Obama told the victims' families, "We have never forgotten your loss." Nahiman Lyons IV of Pine Bluff died at the Pentagon, and Sarah Lowe of Batesville died aboard a jet that crashed into a World Trade Center tower. Nearly 3,000 people died in the attacks, including some when a terrorist-hijacked airplane crashed into a Pennsylvania field. One of the Pennsylvania victims was Tom Burnett, who, among others, was hailed as a hero for diverting another attack on Washington. Burnett's widow, Dina, lives at Little Rock. And for your information, a record rainfall occurred at the Batesville Airport yesterday, 2.48 inches. That breaks the old record of 1.4 inches set in 1937.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.